What's up, everybody? Mr. Hate Vicious here. Boy, has this week been a fucking goddamn hot week. And what I'm trying to say is the kitchen was very hot this week in the MGTOW Menosphere. It really was. The kitchen was very fucking hot this week, man. God, so much drama. I couldn't believe it. First MGTOWs fighting with other MGTOWs. Now MGTOWs fighting with with these stupid thotties out there, you know, coming into our channels and just talking all this shit, and, you know, doing roasting videos about us. We got Undead Chronic, you know, getting his channel shut down for no apparent reason at all. And then we got MGTOWs out there making videos. You'd be like, you know, talking all this stuff. You know what? This ain't MGTOW and this is that. You know what I mean? This is how I roll and blah, blah, blah. And it's just been a big fucking clusterfuck. I almost deleted my fucking channel because of this really hot kitchen that was like almost being set on fire. It felt like all the cooks out there, you know, when they cook and then everything catches on fire while they're cooking. That's what I felt like it was. Everybody was on fire. That's what I saw. And the kitchen was on fire. That is exactly what I saw. There's people out there accusing me and a couple others of being a pedophile. And you guys know, you know, I don't know where they got that information from, but as far as I'm concerned, I haven't been teaching kids anything. I'm a MGTOW. It's for men. Now, I have made a video in the past, but I deleted it a long time ago and re-uploaded new content. All my old content is gone. I still have it in my possession. I could re-upload it any time. Okay, in my old video, I was just telling these youngins out there that are looking at our MGTOW philosophy, you guys are not MGTOW yet because you guys are not men. Hear me out. You guys are not men yet. Just because you hear us talk on YouTube, just because you listen to our philosophy, it doesn't make you a MGTOW. When I was a very young person, and I was looking to Lycus 101, yeah, he was talking to men. He wasn't talking to us children. Okay, he wasn't. Even though anyone could go onto the radio and listen to his stuff. And if you kids heard his stuff, this is how he saw it. If we heard his stuff, and you know what? We listened to it, whatever. But it's really for men. Like my professor said, and what I said in my video, is that you guys need to get through your boy stage first. You guys gotta be finished being a boy before you can become a Lycus 101 student, or in this case, a MGTOW. Once you're done being a boy, then you can come to us and start talking about MGTOW to us. Because while you're a little boy, because when your juices are flowing and you hit puberty and you start seeing other girls your age start to develop tits and stuff like that, your juices are going to be flowing and you're going to want a date. Trust me on this one, you are. Because at one time when I was a little boy, I didn't like girls at all. I didn't want to get near them. You know, they always want something from you. You know, first they wanted my cookies, my little animal cookies, because they used that as currency or whatever. And I started noticing that, you know what I mean? And then more and more I gone through life growing up and throughout high school and everything, I just started piecing things together. listening to what Tom Likas had to say and everything. And I just started piecing things as I went along in life. And this is what I'm just trying to tell the kids that listen to our philosophy. You're not a man yet. You can't call yourself a MGTOW. You can't. You can't do that. You haven't gone through life yet. You haven't been through so many dates to understand what being a MGTOW is really about. I can't tell you what I've been through in my life with girls. That's a whole different video. I would have to explain to you why I know so much about a female's nature. And you guys, you know, these thotties out there that are making videos about you, trashing on you and all this shit, and giving you all this attention, going onto your videos that you made, and they're making comments about you, they're bored. Now, if you listen to my other videos, you should know very well what I said. These girls, the reason why they're doing this, they're trying to get your attention because they have no attention in their personal life. They don't have a man in their life. So they go to MGTOWs, fuck around with us, and I know what they're thinking. They're thinking, gee, maybe I can save one of these guys. Maybe he can be my next simpy husband, and I can take all of his resources. Maybe I can fuck around with him and stuff like that, convince him that, you know, not all girls are like that. You know what I mean? That's what they're fucking doing. That's exactly what they're doing. Now, I remember Rose Blades used to go on my channel and, you know, make a bunch of comments and everything. I let her do her thing. I didn't give a fuck. I let any fucking thotty out there do their thing. I don't care. I don't even care if you make a roasting video about me, you thotties out there. I really don't give a shit. You're just exposing me more and more. You're just giving me more and more attention out there. That's all you're doing. Giving me more views and all this shit. And you thotties out there over here saying, oh, no girls watch you. Sure they do. Why are you watching me? Why are you watching me? Why are you doing it? Because you're bored, right? You're lonely. You love MGTOW. You wouldn't have a social life if it wasn't for us. But then, yeah, you're still afraid. You thotties out there are afraid to collab with us. The only one girl that has roasted, you know, MGTOWs and stuff like that, that has ever collabed with anybody on a live stream is Rose Blades. But then, yeah, you know what I mean, when things get too intense, she hangs up. Typical feminist behavior right there, because, you know, I've been looking at all these debates when the Trump election was going on, and then afterwards, and this shit's still going on, and when somebody comes up to them with a microphone, it's like, why are you here today? They're like, get away from me, and they get all violent and everything, and if they do answer the interviewer's questions, and then she follows up with another question, so, oh, what do you think about so-and-so or whatever, and then they get all defended because they get all offended because they don't have an answer. Because they don't know exactly what the fuck they're talking about, do they? They don't. But this whole fucking week, man. This whole fucking week has been a heated one, man. Oh my god, I could feel the tension. I almost deleted my channel because of the tension, man. I almost just gave up on everything. But I am going to take a break. I'm going to film my own content and post my own content whenever the fuck I fucking feel like it. Okay, I'm not going to be like these hardcore MGTOWs out there that are putting up content every fucking day. I'm not going to do that. It's time for me to walk away from this for a little while. You know what I mean? Because it's really getting into what I really want to do. And you guys know what I want to do. And you guys know what I do on the side. I'm not going to say it, but you guys know what I do on the side. And MGTOW is keeping me from doing what I want to do. Serious. And you guys know why, the other reason why I stopped doing my other thing. I'm just waiting for it to blow over. And when I get the green light, I'm going to do my other thing. I may not do any content for months. Because I've done that before. I've gone months without doing any content. I always come back, though. I always come back. Because I always have a story. And I'm always living life to its fullest. Because I don't know how long I'm going to be on this earth. I don't. There's a YouTuber that just died last month, and it happened to be a girl. And a lot of you feminists out there think that I hate women. I don't hate women. I don't at all. I don't at all. There's a lot of content producers out there that is not involved in MGTOW or anything. I watch their videos, and I enjoy them, and I learn from them. Not every woman is bad. I see some women that are productive and actually good people. Now you thotties out there, you better think twice of judging me, because I do get along with women. And I guarantee you, if you were sitting down with me right now in person, you wouldn't think I was such a bad guy. There was some random girl in Las Vegas. I always tell this story all the time. When I was in Las Vegas the beginning of this year, there's this one random girl that just came up and started talking to me. Okay? No intention of taking anything from me. Nothing. She just wanted some company. She wanted somebody to talk to. And you know what? Me and her clicked. And we are Facebook friends today. And, need I say more? A lot of people, I mean, especially women, you know what I mean? They have spoken to me. And I'm not such a bad guy. I come off as like a very intimidating person. But in reality, you know, I can be a very intense, intimidating person. But deep down inside me, I'm a very nice guy. I give people chances. That's just me. So, you thotties out there, you better think twice about judging me. Because you don't know me fully. At all. Just like all these cucks out there that are married. These simps out there that are married. They used to make fun of me in my old videos. They used to talk a lot of goddamn shit. And then they go on my Facebook and they're like, dude, I'm sorry, man, for talking all this shit about you. And you know, I looked at your videos and everything, and it's starting, whatever you're saying in your videos, it's happening in my marriage right now. Some of them got divorced and they apologized to me. Some were going through a very abusive relationship. They never talked shit to me, but they went through a very abusive relationship. And they're starting to see it, and they see my videos, and they're like, God, this is exactly what's happening in my marriage right now. Now, I'm going to make a separate video about how much I know about a female's nature. Because I do. Not too long ago, on one of my job sites I went to, there was a girl walking around in tight jeans, and she was wearing a bikini top, like she was going to the beach or something. She had tattoos. She was a very beautiful lady. I still think about her today. But my MGTOW mentality kept me away, because this girl, yeah, I would have got her in the sack, because she was giving me all kinds of attention, but she would have infiltrated my life. I can tell what type of girl she is. Oh, well, since I kissed him and I let him fuck me, you know what? I can take over his life. I'm in the door now. No. This was the type of girl that I could not pump and dump. She would have clinged on to me. She would have been the kind of girl that, you know, would have thrown me in jail or whatever. Wasn't gonna have it. She started to notice that when I was talking to her, you know what I mean, when I was getting ready to go, because I had to go. I had to go to my next job. She started to notice that I was getting annoyed by her because she didn't want me to leave. She wanted to talk to me more. And when a girl doesn't want you to leave, and when they talk to you, that means they're interested in you. They're waiting for you to make the next move and ask her out. Very pretty girl. I still think about her today. You know, because I used to hook up with girls like that. And, but with this Me Too movement and what's going on these days with women and feminists, I didn't want to take the chance. She could have trapped me. She could have done anything. But about 10 years ago, you know what I mean, if I saw a girl like that talking to me like the way she was, I knew she was interested. But back at, you know, way back in the day when I was a lot younger, I would have hooked up with her. And God knows what would have happened from there. And the reason why I think about her today is because of what I did in the past, because I used to hook up with girls like that. And with what's going on, and with what's going on right now, it's hard for me to jump back into that bandwagon and start hooking up with girls. But I, you know, nowadays I just resort into those conventions I go to, because girls are actually looking for that stuff. No consequences so far, you know. All it has been is just been a big old huge handshake deal. Let's hook up and go our own way, and let's not fall in love with each other. Handshake deal. Life is confusing these days. But I'm going to walk away from this for a little while, because this week has been a very intense one. I was going to keep this video short and sweet, but you guys know how I am, and no, I'm not going to put any background music. I'm looking for some new music. And I'm just going to be doing a lot of thinking after this video, whether or not if I should just stay here or leave. Because I was fine without doing any MGTOW content, for real. I was still living life. I was still having a good time. I didn't have to preach anything to anybody. The only time I preached MGTOW was when somebody had a problem. I still preach it when I'm at work. And the only time I preach MGTOW is when somebody asks me this stupid question. Are you married? Do you have kids? It's fair game to talk MGTOW now, because they are asking me if I have kids or if I'm married. And then I'll straight up explain why I don't have kids and I don't get married. And I don't cohabitate with women. But I'm probably going to have to walk away from this for a little while, guys. I know I requested a meeting and everything, but, you know, I don't think that's going to make anything any different. You know, I'm still going to hold the line, but to an extent. I always get a message, and I'm watching you guys every single day. If I see a problem, I'll let you know. I didn't know it would come to this, you know. If Undead Chronic could get his channel taken down just like that, because... Just like that, because fucking... I was watching his last live stream, you know what I mean? I just got finished watching it, and then fucking the next day, it was gone. It's funny how feminists can say all they want about us and everything, but when they can roast us and everything, but when we do it back to them, it's like a big, huge no-no. There's something on YouTube that's telling us that this is all female-run. It's all feminist-run, SJW-run. And we are not the hate group. Feminists and SJWs, they are the hate group. They're the first to get violent. Us MGTOWs, we want to go our own way. We do. We want to go our own way. And they seem to have a problem with that. We're not bugging you. Your guys are bugging us. And then when we make a video about you guys get pissed and butthurt about it. It's like you can say whatever the fuck you want about us, but we can't say anything about you. It doesn't make any sense. What's making sense to me is that, oh, we can do this to you, but you can't do this to us. We can do whatever the fuck we want to you, but you can't do anything to us. Because if you do that to us, if you fucking decide to roast us back and retaliate and use your voice against us, we're gonna fucking take your shit down because that's wrong. That is just so wrong. You don't deserve to have a voice. No, no, no. Fuck you. Who are you to fucking censor us? Fuckers. Now you MGTOWs, you can walk away and take a break for a little while like I am going to do. And just like other MGTOWs out there are going to do for a little while. But don't bitch out. Don't be like, oh, well, this ain't going nowhere. And then give up. I'm just going to walk away from it. I was going to delete my channel, but you know, I was just like, you know what? Fuck this. You know what I mean? I got my voice. I got my opinions. I was a Lycus 101 student. Lycus 101 students are known to not shut their fucking mouth. I'm not going to shut my mouth. Since when do I ever? Shit. I hold the line in my life. All my fucking life. I ain't no fucking goddamn bum. I hold the line of my life all fucking goddamn day long. I always stick to what I believe in. Yeah, I am in the adult industry and everything. I'm still sticking to it. I'm not gonna give that up. I hold the line on that. Well, MGTOW brothers, I'm not gonna fail you, and I'm gonna keep holding the line. But I'm going to be watching every single one of you while I'm on my break. Because after this week, man, it was one very hot fucking kitchen out there. Holy shit. And we all know who the cause is, right? We all know who's doing this, right? We all know who's doing this. It's these other thotties that are doing this, or manipulating it. This is why I'm ignoring every fucking negative comment that I have on my fucking video. I'm ignoring it. I'm tired of this. Just like every thottie out there, if they make a video about me, roasting me, I'm just gonna ignore it. I don't care. I should probably report their asses, since they do it to us. They see it like, well, you know, we're not doing any harm when we roast you, but when you do it to us, oh, it's a no-no. It's the fucking stupidest thing I've ever fucking heard in my life. Feminists, SJWs, they have to be the, and cucks, simps, they have to be the most stupidest people on the goddamn planet. And they know they're stupid, you know what I mean? They don't even know what the fuck they're talking about when they go out there and protest. They don't even know what the fuck they're talking about, because when somebody comes up to them and asks them why they're there, they don't even have a good goddamn answer. Look at all these fucking SJWs getting owned videos on YouTube, and feminists getting owned on YouTube. Look at those. I bet every MGTOW has seen those fucking shits. Fucking stupid, dude. They don't know how stupid they look and sound. And they're the fucking first people to fucking get violent. They're the first ones to get violent. And they get handsy on you. They do. They put their hands on you. They push you. They shove you. Some of them pepper spray you. Who's the hate group here? Who's the violent ones? Not us MGTOWs. And why the fuck would you want to get rid of a philosophy that saves other people's lives, like men? When they get fucked over in the divorce court, and they have nowhere to go, and they have no money, and they're out in the streets and everything, what do? And you can't get a job, you can't get this, you can't get that, because of you. What's the alternative? Do drugs? Be out in the streets? Some of them are brave enough to just kill themselves and end it. And it seems like you feminists want that. It seems like that you clap and you celebrate each and every time a man kills himself. That's what it looks like to me. I've seen a lot of you people posting up videos on YouTube wanting to kill men. I've seen it. But are they taken down? No. You guys are probably taken down yourself after you've seen this video. And say, no, no, no. There's no video like that. What are you talking about? Probably because you deleted the fucking video, you stupid bitch, because I've seen those videos on here, and they were perfectly acceptable. When another woman roasts another man, it's perfectly acceptable. But when a man roasts a woman, we get our channels taken down. Fucking bullshit. The proof is there. Fucking stupid. It will change. It will change. If you think you're pissed when Donald Trump got elected, you're going to be really pissed of what we do. When we put you guys into justice. You're really going to hate your life. Like I said, it's been a very fucking heated week this week. I was watching everybody. Everybody had their battle this week. Unreal. I never thought I'd ever see something like this in my life. God, I've gotten almost 30 minutes in this video. I'm glad I went this long, because on all these thotties out there, they're not going to look at a 30-minute video. They'll look at a 10-minute video. This is why my videos are long, so this way... What the fuck? So this way they can get bored and click off of it. So anyway, I had everything I had to say. Stupid-ass cat. So I had everything I had to say today, you know what I mean, in this video. You MGTOWs out there, you stay safe, you stay strong, and you hold the line. No more fighting. I'm Mr. Hate Vicious, signing off.